Hey, it's a Friday, the 8th of December, coming to you loud and proud, live from the heart of Ballito, your local station, Radio Life and Style. And welcome to the show if you're just tuning in on a Friday morning. With the sunshine and the blue skies and the holiday vibe starting to fill the air. Well, there is definitely a lot of excitement on the cards with the festive season, with summer, with holiday makers making their way to our part of the world. And a lot of folks looking at this area as a potential destination to relocate, as a semigration thing, as a lifestyle move. And when weighing up the options, people look at what is the quality of life? What are the schools looking like? What's the medical situation? And then when it comes to things like electricity and water, well, I am really interested to get into a chat right now on Radio Life and Style with representatives of our local water provider, Caesar Water, on the Dolphin Coast, a company that punches so high above its weight on a sort of national picture, and having recently scored a huge accolade at a national water awards ceremony. And you might have heard in the news earlier this week about the Blue Drop report that was presented on Tuesday, and many parts of the country not making the grade as far as the quality of drinking water being safe for human consumption. In fact, according to the report, close to half of South Africa's drinking water is not technically safe for consumption, according to where it should be. We, luckily, in Ballito, have a very different picture. And to kind of paint that picture right now, welcoming to the microphone a man who is no stranger to the Radio Life and Style studio, Sham Misra, MD of Caesar Water, is back in the house with us. Sham, welcome to Radio Life and Style on a Friday. How are you, my friend?
Good morning, Dave, and good morning, listeners. I'm very well, thank you, Dave, and it's a pleasure to be here. And always, I think, sharing the good news with listeners compared to the flooding or the droughts in the past.
Sure. We've had some times in this radio studio. There have been moments over the last couple of years where it's been really critical to get that communication line strong. And Caesar Water has always been front and center, making sure that as quickly as communication can be getting out to the public, you've always been very open with making sure that folks know exactly what the state of affairs is. And excited to say that right now the state of affairs is looking really good, and a lady who's going to help us understand exactly how good things are looking, representing Caesar Water on the sort of scientific end of the spectrum as a microbiologist in-house, Chanel, and I'm gonna try this surname, Caloptio. Did I get that correct, Chanel?
Yes, you did.
More or less. Great to have you in the house with us as well, and a fresh face, your first time in the studio, hopefully the first of many.
I'm hoping so.
Because I believe now you're really networking and getting out there. You had to go and collect this really exciting award, this accolade at the Blue Drop presentation. And what exactly were you being awarded for?
So Caesar Water was awarded the Blue Drop accolade. For KZN, it was one of three. And
wow.
It's a huge accomplishment, and over above that, we found out that we were third place in the country for best drinking water quality as well.
That is astonishing for a little coastal town to be able to claim such a high ranking, and that is a story that I'm sure is now going to be repeated and reshared by all of the key stakeholders in this region, from the developers to the tourism people, because it speaks to a really, really high quality of service delivery. And, you know, it doesn't get more essential as far as essential services than water and clean drinking water. Mm-hmm. And Sham, we were just talking off air about how long you've been a part of the furniture, so to speak, within the Caesar Water family, and it's been over two decades that you've been involved with the operation. Am I right?
That's correct, Michael. Just closing on 22 years with Caesar Water.
Wow! So you've got an incredible perspective on the organization, the infrastructure, and how it has grown to meet the demand as this region has grown. Am I right?
Yeah. Well, so, you know, when I joined Caesar Water in the year 2002, we were about 30 staff. We're now closing on 100.
Sure.
Our infrastructure is probably tripled or even more than that. I think we manage assets now approximately just over R1 billion.
Wow.
of water and sanitation assets. But I think the litmus test for us is, you know, water is the primary energy and it's the key facilitator where people flock for recreation and for stability in terms of residential accommodation. And I think we feel proud to be part of the growth of our region and our customer base. And I think now that we're proudly South African under South African Water Works, and I think just to give context of what, who we are and what we are, the important aspect for us is there's only 26 blue drops, meaning there's only 26 excellent water systems in South Africa. One of them belonged to the Dolphin Coast, but we also have another company in Mbombela, and we've got 4 blue drops in that region. It's a much larger company than CESA. Mm. But so out of the 26 systems, 5 belong to South African Water Works. And that's a phenomenal accomplishment. I don't think there's any other service provider in the country that can bolster the quality and levels that we've achieved. And I think that's independently recognized by the minister and the Department of Water and Sanitation. But it's through people like Chanel, yeah, and the team effort that brings these accolades. And it takes a lot of hard work, discipline, and commitment to deliver that.
Absolutely. And how lucky are we to have such a sterling team based right here on our coastline, serving the Dolphin Coast, and kind of future-proofing us, if you will, making sure that the system is exceeding the grade that has been set as the sort of the expectations, and as I say, punching so high above your weight. And you mentioned how the infrastructure has expanded, how the team has expanded, and how the investment in your people has also now started to bear fruits. I mean, Chanel, you're a prime example yourself, having joined the organization. You've been now over a decade yourself with CESA Water, hey?
Yes, going on 11 years now.
And Chanel, you were saying the track that Chanel has been on, from starting as a volunteer initially, am I correct?
Yes, that's correct.
To now being this jet-setting microbiologist accepting awards. It must be really exciting for you to have witnessed the growth from inside the company and to be growing within your own career at the same time.
Yeah, it has been a tremendous achievement and a long road. But starting from the bottom gives you insights to the company and all its operations. I think we've formed our own personal goals and aligned with the company as well.
Yeah.
So we all on the same page and we know where we want to be, and that's going to be the best in South Africa. So.
And do you think that company culture is really at the root of how you've been able to perform so well? And when you try to look at other parts of the country, where you think, you know, surely they would have more blue drops that have a high pass rate, and they're mm-hmm. underperforming, really. What do you think it is that sets this CESA Water approach apart from other operators that are just seem to be not making the grade?
I think with CESA takes its time to invest in people, whether it's a general worker or manager. It invests in every single individual. It takes the time to learn each person's needs and to align them with the company's goals. So the company culture really, really invests in people and really focuses on how we all can accomplish our own personal goals and help the company strive to be the best.
Well, that's, you know, it's good to hear that, because, you know, there's this narrative of, you know, brain drain and, you know, we're losing good people in this country immigrating overseas. But then you have this counter narrative, which is there are entities that are actively investing in growing their skills base, investing in their own people, taking care of their people, and enabling them to do the best work that they can. So CESA Water's got to be a shining example under the umbrella, of course, of South African Water Works. And I mean, I'm not a scientist, I'm not a microbiologist by any means, but in layman's terms, can you describe what makes the quality of our water microbiologically so good? Is it in terms of its composition, mineral? I don't know.
I think before Chanel touches on that, maybe we need to understand that the South African national water standard for water is probably one of the toughest quality standards in the world that meets the World Health Standard Organization as well. So we're not comparing it just as an African standard. We're comparing it with the likes of first world countries in terms of the delivery of potable water. And South Africa has a proud track record of having very good quality water. We know that the industry is struggling a little bit for a while, and that's why the new minister, Senzo Mkunu, who happens to be from KZN, proudly KZN as well, has reinitiated the blue and green drop systems to reignite and get this industry back to the splendor that it used to be. And I think it's people like Chanel that and the team that actually start delivering this. And you're correct, corporate culture plays a huge part for us. It's very important in terms of people believing in that culture, believing in the company goals, but at the same time, the journey is with the individual as well. So we grow together from that perspective. So I think Chanel can just touch on how you get blue drop and what it means.
Yeah, yeah. Because I'm a little in the dark. What is the benchmark? Take us through it.
Okay, to receive a blue drop certification, you have to have 95% overall score. Okay. So anything above 95%.
That's a high pass rate. I mean, it's a high standard to hit.
So apart from, there's different categories that you have to achieve this in. And when it comes to microbiological and chemical composition, it's one of the major categories and holds the most weighting out of the score rate.
No pressure, eh?
No pressure. So it's just, there's a lot of considerations or different criteria that we have to meet. So they look at, apart from just the water quality itself, they look at your infrastructure, the finance capacity, how you your projects and how you invest in your infrastructure. So they take all of that into consideration.
It's quite a complex and comprehensive thing, this, hey?
Yes. So once they rate you according to that category, then your accreditation is based on that overall score.
Wow. And obviously, with the microbiological aspect holding the most weighting, clearly you've been doing your job very well. And we were able to get that that very elite, narrow band, achieving that 95-plus score. What a coup. Sharm, did you have any doubts? I mean, surely not. You must have known we were headed for victory.
Well, I think this is also Chanel's first blue drop audit, because Chanel's been mentored for a while under her predecessor, and it was part of a succession plan for her to inherit this. So we were nervous, but I think we knew as a team that we do what we need to do, and we were quite chuffed in the end with the result. But I think we quietly, in the back of our minds, we're confident of achieving it. Now, I think we almost achieved a perfect score. Wow. So we were beaten by two other service providers from the Cape. And if you remember, the last audit that was done for Blue Drop was in 2014. And in that audit, we were the first ranked water service provider in the country. But we must also give credit to the fact that Amgeni Waters played a pivotal part in delivering quality bulk water to us as well. And I think the quality of water from Amgeni Water is phenomenal. Great water quality coming from them. And they've also been instrumental in making sure that this is achieved for us. And I think it's great for us to also make the Ilembe District and Kwadugusa proud as well.
Absolutely. It shines a big light on this part of the world. And, if it's between the Western Cape and the KZN North Coast, we know where we'd rather be, and we're really happy to be able to kind of brag about this accolade, because it feels like it's a victory for all of us. You guys have done the hard yards, but we get to sort of bask in the glory, and also just great peace of mind knowing that you open that tap and you fill up that glass, you're confidently able to sip on that water, knowing that it passes the grade, not just, as you say, by African standards, but international standards, and that we are right up there, leading the charge for water quality in South Africa, and long may it continue. With a team like this, with a corporate culture like this, with an investment in infrastructure and an investment in people like we see from Caesar Water and South African Water Works as a company as a whole, we know that we're in safe hands for the future going forward. And there has been, we know there's been some discussion and looking for where things are heading with the future. There's a contract term that is still being served out to, with Caesar Water. I think there's still another 5 years that we are in the capable care of Caesar Water for now, Sham.
Well, our contract is basically till 2029. Okay. And I know there's been lots of talk about winding down the contract, whether we're going to drop our service standards, etc. I think the accreditation this year of Blue Drop is testimony to the work and the efficiencies we still maintain. Last year we had the Green Drop as well, which is basically the only two in the Ilembe district as well. So from a service quality point of view, Caesar Water is not dropping the ball. Caesar Water is always going to be professional. Caesar Water is also going to deliver, because for us, our customers are most important, and the quality of life in this area is very important to us.
Absolutely. And on that note, I want to make sure that if you're listening to this, you head onto the Radio Life and Style website, find the podcast link and share it far and wide, get the news out. It's definitely news worth sharing, and really great accolade. Congratulations to both of you, to the whole team at Caesar Water, and keep doing us proud, and wishing you a fantastic festive season ahead, hot summer, and we know you'll be keeping things cool and clean and fresh on the waterfront. What do you say?
No, most definitely, Mike. I think we're proud to be here. I think it's a busy, very busy time for us. While everyone's holiday, the team works very hard in the background to make sure that we attend to all the water queries and keeping people's thirst quenched. And I know the metric rage is coming to an end. They don't drink much water, unfortunately. But I think from our perspective, in the background, we'd like to silently do what we need to do and just keep Bolito and the taps running as much as possible, and making sure that everyone is able to have a merry Christmas and a great festive period as well.
Hey, well. We know we're heading for exactly that, and you're hearing it right here on Radio Life and Style, taking us to 9:30 on a Friday. My special guests in the studio representing Caesar Water, Jean Misra, MD, and Chanel Galoptio, microbiologist. Looking forward to having another chat again really soon. What do you say?
Sure, great.
Good, thanks.
Thanks, Mike.